I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Vestibular migraine is one of the most frequent causes of dizziness, and this type of migraine can occur without headaches. Dr. Habib Rizik is here to talk about this condition. Dr. Rizik is an associate professor in otology and neurotology and director of the vestibular program at MUSC, and he's the president of the Vestibular Disorders Association. Dr. Rizik, tell us about this condition.
Vestibular migraine is definitely one of the most frequent causes of dizziness we see in practice, and it's a type of episodic dizziness, meaning it comes and goes. And that dizziness can be a sense of spatial disorientation, a rocking dizziness, or an actual vertigo that can come with or without a headache, as well as other migraine features, including sensitivity to light and sensitivity to sound. It is often misdiagnosed, and patients take a long time to get the proper diagnosis and the proper treatment.
And what seems to trigger these episodes?
Vestibular migraine can occur in any age group, but the women around perimenopause seem to be particularly vulnerable, especially if they have a history of migraine headaches when they were younger. There is a component that is related to hormonal changes. There's also a lot of other triggers that are identified by patients, including weather fluctuations, barometric pressure fluctuations, allergies, and dietary triggers.
And you mentioned that it's sometimes challenging to diagnose this condition. Tell us about that.
It's not hard to diagnose, but it's kind of a blind spot on anybody's radar. And we've discovered that patients take sometimes multiple providers until they get to the right diagnosis. And it takes a long period of time until they settle on that diagnosis.
What is the most effective treatment for this condition?
We approach this in a case-by-case basis. So some patients can do just well with conservative measures where they go through a migraine diet. We can add magnesium supplements and vitamin B2, which are known to be good for migraine pathology. We call them medical foods. In other cases, we need to start preventive treatment, which includes old off-label medications that are part of antidepressant families, anticonvulsant families, or newer migraine drugs that are approved by the FDA.
And what's the goal of treatment?
The realistic goal to set is to reduce the amount of episodes in severity and frequency so that they are manageable. However, a substantial number of patients can achieve full remission, and those patients, we end up weaning them off the medication. The patients who are the most successful are the ones who are able to identify their triggers also. And if those triggers are modifiable, which is usually within the diet, then they can remove the triggers and they have a higher chance of achieving full remission.
I understand there's a possible link between various types of migraine and Meniere's disease. Tell us about that.
Meniere's disease is the hallmark pathology of the inner ear that causes vertigo. And one of the reasons that vestibular migraine is underdiagnosed is that it's often confounded with Meniere's disease. And it's important that the clinician is able to differentiate true definite Meniere's disease from vestibular migraine, because the algorithm of treatment can sometimes vary.
Dr. Rizik, thanks for this information about vestibular migraines.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.